I'm Dylan Wheelock. I'm 14. I'm in Sherman Oaks, California, and it is the 5th of January, 2020. I'm interviewing my mom, Bridget, about her life. All right, so what are some of the most important things you've learned in life?
Hi, Dylan. Thank you so much for interviewing me. This is a great topic because I feel like I've learned a lot of really good lessons over the years, and it's so great to think about those things, because when I was 14, I thought about the world very differently than how I do now. So one of the things that I've learned is to be brave, to always be confident in sharing ideas, to try new things, and even if it means being uncomfortable or if you feel nervous, because almost always if you do something or if you choose not to do something because you're afraid, that is the wrong reason to not do it. If you are afraid of it, you should do it. For example, a couple of things that I learned with you actually was the first time we went to Costa Rica, we traveled out of the country, and that was making me kind of nervous, but we planned and we did it and it was amazing. We ziplined at super high heights, and I was afraid of heights for a while, so I feel like I conquered a fear there and I felt so good afterwards. And then in addition, for work-wise, I had feelings of fear and anxiety about public speaking, but once I worked through that, collaborated with team members, shared ideas, and planned through that experience, I conquered that fear and I felt a lot of growth and success. So moving on from there, in addition to that, I'll just like share a couple of other things. One of the things that I am most proud about and feel like I've grown over the years is recognizing empathy and compassion, and kind of moving away from a self-centered point of view and understanding the importance of both of those qualities in maintaining really strong relationships and connections with people. I also learned that don't think a shortcut will work. Put in the work and the results will follow. And one other thing I think we're gonna talk about later too is just the way you spend your today is an investment to your future. So if you're spending time today with friends and you're learning and you're organizing, all those things can be really helpful to your future self.
What made you want to choose your career path?
Did you want to ask me any follow-up questions? No. Okay. So what made me want to choose my career path is that at a very young age, like 14 years old, kind of middle school and high school, I figured out that I really loved connecting with people through entertainment. I loved making people laugh. I liked movies. I liked performing. And I have a story about that a little bit later. But and I had a deep kind of interest to become an actress. But we all know how that can be a little bit out of the possibility. Like, who's gonna happen? Plus, I got into doing some acting and things in college, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a crazy mixed up world. And I kind of found out it's not the acting that I really loved, but part of it what I really liked was the psychology behind it. So my career now as a producer working in television, I was able to meld my love of kind of like psychology and emotions and connections, but also writing scripts and making people laugh and storytelling. So now that I'm a creative director for Hallmark Channel, I feel like I'm able to interview lots of different people, tell stories, and hone my writing skills. And that's why I find it really fulfilling. Okay.
What is your best memory of your childhood?
Okay, so one of the best memories in thinking about this question, this stood out to me, and this totally plays into the answer that I just gave you about why I wanted to become a creative director, or why I chose the path I did. And that's one of my favorite memories was in junior high school. I was interested in being in the plays in theater, and there was a play that they were casting. It's called Riley the Rag Doll, and there was a role for a very funny, entertaining character, and I really wanted it. I wanted it really, really badly. And it wasn't the lead, but it was somebody who had to be really funny and different. And I was nervous about putting myself out there performing in front of my friends. Well, turns out I dug deep and I was like, I've done this funny voice that I know it's gonna just win people over. So I did it and I landed the role. And after the first or second night of the performances, friends, parents, family members, and like my peers and teachers all were like, you did so great. We loved how you took control over this role and you really gave it your all and stepped outside of your comfort zone. So for me, that was like really rewarding, and I was happy. It made me happy. So at any rate, that was a fun thing.
What lessons has working taught you?
Ooh, okay. So I have learned a lot of lessons with regards to work because I have worked for a long time. I began working when I was probably your age. I scooped ice cream and sold newspaper subscriptions and worked at a pizza joint and worked through college and stuff. So anyway, working a job is different than working a career. I was really happy once I was able to be working in my career, and the ways that helped me get there was like you're building on the future, basically. So you're investing, you're learning, and I realized the importance of, you know, doing well in school so I can apply those skills later on. But what I really have learned is kind of what I told you before, that it's important to share ideas, collaborate, and then also communicating clearly and being able to communicate your idea clearly and concisely so that people can understand it is one of the top important things. Also, if you put in the work, you're gonna get the results, and don't take shortcuts, and basically work can be very fulfilling, especially when it's when you're collaborating with a bunch of people that you respect and that you get along with. Anyway, you gotta and you should be doing something that you love. Work shouldn't feel like work. I mean, you know, it's always gonna be a job. It's at some point, but if you're doing something that you really love, then it's gonna make it feel so much better. Okay.
So what have you accomplished that has made you the proudest?
Okay, even though I've worked all my life and worked for a very long time, the thing that I think that I'm most proud of is being a mom and being your mom. I cherish that I was able to raise a gorgeous, handsome, hardworking, funny person. And I feel proud that as a young person, I was a little scared about this enormous responsibility, but I feel like I chose a really good partner in your dad, and we've had the privilege of being your parents, and I've learned a lot from you, and I just love you. And I feel the most proud of that.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
Oh, I forgot about the most surprised part. Okay. So as a younger person, as I said earlier, the sheer enormity of the responsibility was a little daunting. And I wasn't sure I was going to be good at it. I guess what surprised me is that a lot of things do come naturally. And once you have your son or daughter, your children, you just kind of something comes over you like a grizzly bear. Like you know you'll do anything for them. and they become such an amazing priority. And they are you reprioritize your life and you begin to live less self-centeredly. And I started changing in that I started thinking more future. I was more future oriented to make sure that, you know, you're set and I'm set, and, you know, I don't know. It changes that in that way quite a bit. Also, I love spending time with you so much and spending time as a family that it has helped over the years to slow down and really delight in those small moments as opposed to making everything having to be big all the time. I don't know. As we work and you're doing at school things that I love, just walking down to the street and picking up dinner with you, or taking the dog on a walk, or, you know, watching a show and laughing together. So anyway.
How has society changed over your lifetime?
I think there's a lot to say about that. Over my lifetime, I have seen a lot of changes. One of the things that probably pertains mostly, I don't know, there's so many things, but I would say the biggest thing that I can share with you as a parent, I feel like parenting style has totally changed. As when I was a kid, I feel like kids were better seen and not heard, which meant really, we like that you're there, but we don't value your opinion as much, and we're not as concerned with your emotional welfare. And I think that a lot of kids felt that, and that came from our parents, you know. It's just kind of like been this really nice, slow evolution where now I feel like parents are really making an effort to connect with their kids emotionally and to foster strong relationships and be really supportive when it comes to, schoolwork and fostering them to become really strong people and connected to the community and stuff. And in some ways, people would say that it's even overkill. You know, you hear about these hover parents and so, or helicopter parents, and kids don't have as much independence. And they're, but you know what? I feel like it's pretty wonderful to think that kids are going to be around a little bit longer, and they're not just leaving the nest and going out too soon. Because then you get more time to be with them, and then the kids get more time to become more whole beings with the full understanding of what it means to be an adult. Because being an adult is complicated, right? I think it's pretty complicated, but. Hold on to being a kid, and that makes me happy. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all? Do you want me to elaborate on anything else?
No, I think that's good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.